Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Global from Asia. And we're at episode 16, and it's mid-January 2014 here. And I have just gotten married, and it's still a little bit of a shock just on Saturday. And a lot of friends and some family, mostly the Chinese family. Unfortunately, my parents couldn't make it over to Asia, but it was a great time and we had a lot of fun. So up next in this episode is, due to a lot of requests we've gotten about merchant banking accepting credit card payments from Hong Kong or from Asia, we have Joe Chan, the founder and president of Asia Pay, which is one of the biggest solution providers of merchant banking in Hong Kong. And he's going to get some questions from me about how to get set up, the application process, settlements, and other questions I know a lot of you guys have asked. So hopefully this helps. We have a special episode. I know a lot of requests about merchant accounts accepting credit cards from a Hong Kong company have been asked to us. And we have a special guest, Joe Chan, from CEO and founder of Asia Pay Limited, a Hong Kong-based merchant processing company. So thanks for being here, Joe.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Sure. So for the listeners today, do you mind introducing yourself and the story of how Asia Pay started?
Okay, basically at the time of when .com started in 2000, after quitting my banker's job, and I found that there's a tremendous potential demands and opportunities to build and run a electronic payment service and technology company. So since then, with the collective effort of the great management team, we built up this business platform and technologies, and since then we extend from Hong Kong market standalone to gradually grow over through other Asian countries, Thailand, Philippines, and now Asia Pay is one of the largest, probably the largest e-payment service and technology player in Asia, covering 11 country operations. Apart from focusing on providing services for merchants, we also continue to diversify our clientele to also serving the banks. Besides that, instead of just a payment processing service company, we also extend heavily into the payment technology vendor kind of business opportunities to provide corporates and banks an array of payment gateway, 3D secure technologies, and anti-fraud solutions. Thank you.
Got it. Okay, so thank you for that. I think most of our listeners are smaller to medium-sized businesses. They might be Westerners from America or Europe, or maybe even local Hong Kong or Asia-based companies. I know a lot of them have, the pain of trying to accept a Visa, MasterCard, and a lot of them are online businesses. So can you maybe give them some tips of what they should do to maybe open an account with Asia Pay?
Yeah, definitely. Because of the compliance or banking requirement on the KYC, different banks in Asia would have different requirements. For example, the nature of the company, business, the nature of the product, how long has the company founded and operates. So bank will all take into this into consideration. And Asia Pay has been in the market to connect and align with different acquirers. We do try, we have our expertise who will be ready to provide a optimal mix of payment account and processing solutions across the most designated acquiring banks in each of the market in Asia. Different SMEs, when we receive the applications, we will understand the business model and try to look for the acquirer with the best match appetite, and we process through that bank accordingly. Our service, we offer two platform accounts for the merchants. For those who may be of a larger scale, who may need payment processing service but would prefer a direct settlement from the bank, we can provide the service as just a gateway. For the SME side, if they may also want to enjoy the settlement service, the refund and chargeback, and also fraud monitoring service of Asia Pay, we can offer our master merchant account also.
Okay, so I think we're going to focus on the SME. I know they have the biggest pains. I'm also a member of the Startups HK community, and they're, I think most people just use PayPal because they either don't know how to have a merchant account, or I think it's a pretty high cost for processing into a Hong Kong company. Maybe you can explain, I think there's pretty high fee to open an account and maybe a maintain an account, and then the discount rate, maybe you can give an idea of that for listeners.
Thank you so much. Basically, when the e-commerce started, banks may have more fees, or PSP may have high fees, because of to justify the sales and marketing efforts and support. However, as the market evolved, all these fees, the number gets competitive. in some market, in some market, especially for SMEs, you know, maybe your PayPal may offer them a more immediate and very low cost dollar service. However, if the volume grows, you know, definitely going through a direct acquirer may have a better, you know, it's more, far more economical, though there may be some recurring fees to be charged. However, normally the transaction fee are far lower. That's first thing. Second thing is that in Asia, there are lots of consumers who may not have access to a credit card. You know, some are maybe they will be preferred to pay by net banking, debits and whatsoever. So this fee will be much lower than the merchant expect to pay for a credit card merchant account. So net, as the volume goes up, that going through a more payment service provider would definitely can help the SMEs to save a tremendous amount of cost. Besides that, as being an SME business, sometimes there are things that for example, how to best manage fraud, how to best manage chargeback. The PSP can definitely help to provide a much more local account services, just a call away, just an email away. So there is something that also can enhance the productivity, the fraud preventions for the SMEs.
Got it. I know maybe you might not want to be quoted on, everybody's different on their application, but what's a normal application fee or a setup fee and a normal maybe discount rate for, I think a lot of listeners are selling products, e-commerce online, maybe internationally, maybe they have inventory either in the US or in China. And they're shipping maybe to Europe or the U.S. or maybe Southeast Asia, but I think primarily to the West. So can you give us maybe an example?
Thank you so much. Yeah, basically, the setup fee may be in the range of 2,000 Hong Kong plus to 3,000. However, the transaction fee really depends on the volume and the nature of the product. It can be around about 3% to 3.5%. Besides that, if the merchants opt for other debit payment, it will be the transaction fee will be even low, maybe just 2% or even below. Besides that, more banks offer now dynamic currency conversion so that the consumer using a overseas foreign card, they can opt for paying in the card currency instead of the merchant pricing currency. Sometimes some of these merchant accounts, the bank are more willing to offer even much lower merchant discount rate, down to 2.5 or even 2%.
Okay, wow, that sounds really attractive. So, I know you might not want to be quoted. I know it might always depend, but so just to recap, maybe 2,000 to 3,000 Hong Kong dollar for a setup of an account, and then 3 to 3.5 discount rate, which is the percent of the transaction. And okay, and then I'm also interested personally in it. I think a lot of our listeners still have a U.S. company and a U.S. for primarily using it for merchants' accounts, and then they operate through Hong Kong. So this sounds very attractive. Is there any maybe delay of getting their funds settlements if they're higher risk, a 30-day or 60-day hold, or is it?
Yep, definitely. Besides that, before I answer these questions, maybe I compliment what the fees may can explain what's the fees also get the benefits. Basically, there's a set of fees including a fee testing account and testing support on the technical side. So whenever there's a merchants who may apply for the service, by default, we our technical team will work hand by hand to walk through the necessary integrations with the new client. Besides that, whenever every single applications, we will work with the client to understand their business and in case anything that business need to present to the bank to ensure a faster merchant account approval, we will provide our consulting service free as part of the setup fee. Besides that, we are open. We have also have a dedicated hotline and account services that anything problem on the account opening or post sales, dedicated account manager will be pleased to help and support. So besides that, the set by discount setup being an AsiaPay merchants, the merchants can easily extend to other payment acceptance methods in the market. Initially, a SME may opt for just accepting Visa, MasterCard. As the business grow, these merchants may look for accepting Amex, JCB, CUP, China Union Pay Card, the local debits. This can be really extended, just account extensions along the growth of the business.
Great. I think people are definitely familiar with Visa, MasterCard, American Express, JCB, but I think one of you mentioned that I think a lot of people might not be aware of is Alipay, or which is for sales in China, which is I think is also an attractive point for people to pay attention to. So also, you have presence in Thailand and Philippines. So does that mean that there's local payment gateways there? Maybe you could explain how this is basically a single solution for people to sell for Visa, MasterCard, also into Chinese online, and then maybe you could also talk about Southeast Asia?
Yep, exactly. I think in different markets, there are consumers who more prefer to pay by the other alternative methods other than credit cards. So in Asia, you know, in different markets, we hook up with different debit systems. Like in Hong Kong, we hook up with PPS, you know, the UPS brand online. Singapore, eNet, MyClear in Malaysia. BankNet, GCash, Smart Money in Philippines. You know, Thailand, we have the web ATM. All these are the alternative payments that you know, the platform can provide to pull, for merchants to have a much more convenient way to make payments online, and not to mention the COP and Alipay in China. Besides that, we also extended into some other what we call an over-counter payment. So some in some markets like Taiwan and also in Thailand and Philippines, there are people who prefer to buy online but pay at offline in a convenience store. So this also help also boost the serve on merchants if they would like to tap those consumers who may not have access to credit card.
Yeah, it's definitely a very big advantage for those people that aren't normally in that country or don't have a company in that country can then accept local payment solutions. Yeah, that's definitely exciting. So maybe you can give an example. How long does a Hong Kong company need to maybe be registered or the capital? Is there any requirements? I mean, I think a lot of times people have 1 or 2 year old Hong Kong limiteds. They are offshore companies. Do they have to have an office in Hong Kong? Or I mean, maybe you can give us a little bit of an example of an application process?
Yeah, basically, the application may require a company with a local entity. The setup for a local in-top company is not too troublesome. There are many service companies who are pleased to open their account, the company in just days. And definitely, the bank will, based on the setup of the company, to make their judgment to approve the merchant account. If there's some merchant, we have a track record overseas, but it's newly set up in local office, then the bank will take this into consideration. Even though the operation is locally, it's not yet fully set up, the bank will still consider. You know, definitely. Besides that, at the end of the day, it's really the bank who make the final approval decision.
Got it. I'm definitely interested. I think a lot of other listeners, what's the normal time frame for the application to process?
That would be basically, for a normal application, depends on the acquirer. The application lead time range from 2 to 3 to 4 weeks. And also, each bank's KYC, the depth, they slightly varies. So this can be used as a reference.
Okay. And then I think a lot of listeners usually have an HSBC Hong Kong account, so then it would just settle into that account after it's approved. And
so when along the application's process and settlement account is set up, so we the merchant can specify which banking account in Hong Kong is kind of registered to reach the settlement funds from us. It can be any bank account in Hong Kong.
Okay, and then currencies. How does currency settlement work? Is it if somebody pays in China or in Philippine peso, how do I, as a merchant, receive my funds in that currency, or is it?
So basically, it depends on where the merchant account is open. For example, in Hong Kong, if the merchant account is applied and opened here, the bank would normally arrange to settle either in Hong Kong dollars or in US dollar, even though the merchant account can range from COP, euro, or yen, or whatever.
Okay, got it. And so for application, is it a paper application or online, or how should listeners get the process started?
Quite straightforward. Feel free to access the visit our website, AsiaPay, or our service portal, paydollar.com, and then download the applications. And there's instructions that to provide the additional documents of the company setup and the bank account information, and then or else just feel free to call our hotline number. Then our calls will be more pleased to guide and to well serve along the application.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you, Joe, and I really appreciate your time today. You're definitely a good example as an entrepreneur in Hong Kong, and I think this is going to help a lot of listeners. Is there any way that people can reach out to you online or after the show if they have questions? Or
yeah, that would be great. Feel free to access our website, www.asiapay.com or www.paydollar.com.
Okay. Are you on Twitter, or maybe if people want to send you a message online directly, or maybe it's best to go to your company website?
The company website will provide different kind of contact form and contact emails that can be easy to reach.
Okay, great. So thank you so much, and have a great day.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with AsiaPay, and any feedback, I appreciate it. I'm going to work on getting more banks and merchant accounts, and I'm talking to PayPal. I went up to HSBC for my own banking a few days ago, and I asked them if I could record a podcast, but it seems like their compliance department is a little bit old-fashioned, and I didn't get the compliance approval, but I'm thinking maybe I'll do some of these shows on my own and just kind of going through some how-to guides and instead of the interview. So if I can't get some of these banks or companies to do interviews, maybe I'll give an analysis or I'll bring another person familiar with that process on the show. I know some other people have given some feedback on like PayPal and Hulk and HSBC, so I'll work on that. No feedback this week from listeners, so I don't have any highlights, but if anything at all, I appreciate it, and we're going to have a great 2014, everybody, so that's a wrap, and I'm heading to the U.S. in a few days, and I'll be there for a month. I have some interviews already recorded. I'll do my own custom intros and outros in real time, so don't worry about that, and keep you updated about my trip progress in the next couple of shows, right? Take care.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.